Obesity is one of the major chronic diseases people have to get to grips with nowadays. In the United States, for example, obesity and overweight affect a third of all young people living there. More than 300,000 people die every year due to the consequences of a lazy lifestyle and of eating too much junk food. Although more and more people are becoming aware of the serious health risks of too much weight, the problem is still on the rise. First of all, there is a difference between somebody who is overweight and somebody who is obese. Overweight people have just gained a few extra pounds, which they might easily lose again, doing some sports or eating a little differently. In obese people, on the other hand, the total body weight is minimum 10% more than the weight recommended for their height and body structure. While it is very difficult to fight obesity in adulthood, children have a good chance of becoming healthy and well-built adults if the problem is recognized and treated early enough. Those who are between 10 and 13 years old already have an 80% chance of growing into obese adults, unless they adopt a healthier lifestyle. The causes of obesity can be linked to biological, genetic, cultural, as well as behavioral factors. Obesity is generally developed when people take in more calories than their bodies can burn. In most of the cases, reasons other than medical disorders lead to obesity. The main causes of obesity are poor eating habits, eating disorders such as overeating or binging, a family history of obesity, a lack of exercise, emotional problems like depression, low self-esteem, or stressful events or changes in a person's life, which may be caused by a divorce or death, for example. Obese children and teenagers have to deal with various problems, both physical and emotional. Physical consequences range from breathing and sleeping problems to an increased risk of developing heart disease, high blood pressure, and diabetes. However, the emotional problems young people have to live with are sometimes even worse than the impairment to their health. Obese teenagers are often less popular than their slim classmates. This and low self-esteem tend to result in feelings of anxiety, depression, or obsessive-compulsive disorder. Regardless of the cause, obese children and teenagers should go through professional treatment. First of all, parents have to recognize and accept their children's weight problems. Second, a pediatrician is to be consulted, who will evaluate the medical reasons and causes together with parents and children. Weight management programs might help obese children stick to the changes slowly introduced in their lives. A combination of better eating habits and regular physical activity will, if consistently followed, eventually turn the young people's lives around. Who knows? By helping their children overcome obesity, obese parents might as well change their lifestyles for the better.